Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. He will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what magical engineer Frank and I are going to be doing this hour. That's what we're going to be doing. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, fear makes a nation sick. So we're going to talk about how we can avoid that, and we have some other things in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. So, in Proverbs 9, our devotional says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy." Psalms 20:33. So, fear, if it's in the Lord, is a good thing. Otherwise, the other fear is not. So we're going to talk about that, and how are we going to be strong, and not be fearful, and, you know, cope better with all the stressful stuff that's going on. But without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a study. This is researchers at the University of California. They had some teenage boys they looked at, and they said teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems caused by the coronavirus vaccine than be hospitalized from COVID. So they were looking at, you know, age groups of kids, not hospitalized, hospitalized, and they're saying if you get the COVID vaccine, you're going to be hospitalized. Yep, that's what we're saying. Age group of 12 to 17-year-olds. So you're 6 times more likely to be put in the hospital with all kinds of issues if you get the vaccine. Ooh. All right, last but not least on the Quack Report, giving COVID booster shots to healthy people is really not right, according to the World Health Organization. They say some countries have less than 2% vaccination covered, so they're saying to rich countries, hey, hold up on those booster shots. We need that vaccine for the poor countries. So they say also the booster rollouts have already begun across the United States. About 54% of the population is already fully vaccinated. More than 1.8 million boosters have already been administered in the U.S., according to the CDC. But the World Health Organization, their officials, are saying there is insufficient evidence, there is insufficient scientific data that condones the widespread use of the boosters at this juncture. Director General Tedros Adhanom, how is he saying, pronouncing his last name? Ghebreyesus said this Tuesday last week. He said the organization is working to address vaccine inequities since last winter, and they want a moratorium on those booster shots. They say there's no scientific evidence that's warranted those at this juncture. So science is divided on certain things. Their community of opinion is divided. Ooh, me senses a weakness, Frank. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All righty. Hey, I got some new bumper I'm going to send you later, Frank. Just ran out of time. Where does the time go, Frank? All right, let's talk about the fear that can make a nation sick. So, you know, guess what? In April 2013, Frank, you may remember this, I was doing a show and I was writing articles about a nation that can be gripped with fear. Yep. It was the United States. It was right after that Boston Marathon attack. That's what, you know, inspired it. So in the last generation, the United States has been actually living with increasing terrorist attacks. And it really matters little if the attacks are by foreigners or our own government. The results are the same. The nation that is fearful is not a strong, but is a sick nation. So America and other nations need to function and get back their control to resolve these life-threatening actions of a few organized and well-funded groups. Yep. So what can Americans do? Well, let's take a look. You want to look at the attack type. Now, the kinds of attacks that are called terrorist attacks inflict a lot of physical but also psychological injuries. Now, you can just ask any war veteran that suffers from post-traumatic disorder and how the violent memories really destroy the quality of life. So, indeed, the attacks America has endured and is facing are very traumatic. They're life-changing, and they tend to put people into a panic mindset. So not knowing when the other shoe is going to drop is more than just nail-biting. It's mind-bending. People face not knowing who they can trust, even in their own families sometimes. So as people perceive their way of life is being removed, really, from their control, they become dismayed over how they can survive such changes. The Bible tells us not to be dismayed. The Bible has a lot of lessons for us. But let me just revisit this one quick topic that I mentioned back in 2013. You may remember this, Frank. The gift of fear. Now, some people look at fear as a gift. Some people don't. But fear does have an advantage in some cases. Fear certainly makes us uncomfortable, but it's really one of our best survival instincts to do something about it. Anyone that has been in a threatening situation is going to experience that heightened sense because various chemical changes go on in the body. Your adrenal glands release hormones, and there's this rush in the system responsible for that flight or fight response, the adrenaline, as it were. Now, there's this book comes to mind. It's called The Gift of Fear. It was written by security expert Gavin DeBecker. And it's going to change your perspective on fear and how you can leverage it to your advantage. So it's a book worth reading if you want to protect yourself from violence and also strengthen your fortitude in God without being fearful. Okay? Now, one of the real life story lessons De Becker writes about in his book, he describes a young woman who lived in an upstairs apartment in a big city. And she was in his office trying to remember the details of her attacker. She had a little bit of a memory block. So he was trying to help her remember. Now, she said she had stopped by the grocery store on her way home from work, had a few grocery bags in her arms, and she was entering her apartment house. She says a key was needed to enter the breezeway, which led to the stairs. And so she closed the breezeway door behind her, and she started up the first flight of stairs to her second floor apartment. Now, before she reached the first landing, she accidentally dropped a can of cat food. It rolled down two steps before it was caught there by a very nice-looking young man. Now, he smiled, and he was very charming, and he offered to carry one of her bags for her. She told De Becker she felt uneasy, and she didn't know why. She said she thanked him, but refused his help. But with persistent politeness, the man took one of the bags from her arms and walked the first flight with her, asking about her cat. Now, De Becker already knew the details of her attack, and the man forced her into her apartment and sexually assaulted her. Now, in the safety of his office, De Becker was pressing the young woman to answer why she felt uneasy when she first met her assailant. She said she really didn't know why, but De Becker said to her, quote, your unconscious mind knows. So it occurs to her, in his book, she did not hear the breezeway door open and shut behind the young man who would have entered in after her. So her unconscious mind picked that up. And this left only one place for this young man to have been, which was under the stairs waiting for his victim. So her unconscious mind knew that, and had she listened to her fear instinct, she might not have been, you know, a rape victim. Now, after the attack, she did manage to sneak out of her apartment when the man went to the kitchen to make himself a sandwich, and she went across the hallway to a female neighbor and called the police. And later she learned that the young man was not just a rapist. He was a serial killer. Ooh. So one of the quotes from author De Becker in his book says, true fear is a gift. Unwarranted fear is a curse. Learn to tell the difference. Well, let's look at some subtle signs. So in Gavin De Becker's book, The Gift of Fear, you learn to pick up on the subtle signs of danger. So most violent acts, he says, are very predictable. So when someone offers unsolicited help and won't take no for an answer, that should send up a red flag. Bribing people to do something they normally would decline to do is also a red flag. For instance, farmers being paid not to grow crops, or people offered lottery tickets or cash if they get vaccinated with experimental toxins. Farmers may not see that not growing the necessary crops is an assault on the population. And people accepting the money to get a vaccine should know something is wrong there. So let's look at some biblical lessons. The Bible is rich with knowledge, wisdom. Here's a few. The Bible says a lot about fear. It says, fear is from the devil. Fear is torment. Fear brings a snare. Fear belittles our strength. Fear distorts our view as being hopeless, and we therefore are helpless. Fear distorts our perspective that we are weak and our opponent is strong. And fear casts doubt on our belief and God's power and position. I want to read a quote to you by Pastor John Weaver. As he says, if you do not fear, you are exercising faith. If you are exercising faith, you do not fear. Trust in God and His Word is incompatible with fear and unbelief. Fear, he says, fear is and should be completely unnatural for a child of God. That's right. And what does the Bible say? The fearful and unbelieving are not going to enter in to the kingdom of God. Yeah, fear is the absence of faith. Exactly, Frank. Frank is right on there. Yep. So I make a lot of calls. I take a lot of calls daily at work, and some people are fearful and anxious, and some are concerned but trusting in the Lord. You can be concerned, but don't let fear get you. So we need to decide which side we're going to be on and stand fast there. So the Scripture instructs us to put our trust in the Lord. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen to that, right, Frank? Also, John Pastor Weaver says, faith in our abilities stems from the faith in the God who gives abilities. We are not trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in God who enabled us through the gifts that he has given. Amen to that. Well, what can we do to help get, you know, control of our mind, our thinking, be less fearful? Distressing events tend to make us reach for stuff we wouldn't normally, like a stiff drink. Others may smoke a pack of cigarettes. Some may turn to, you know, street drugs, illegal substances. And people do that when they're upset, and they look for a little relief of what upsets them for a little while. Nicotine, alcohol, drugs may offer temporary relief, but it's not the answer and can create substance abuse. So if there's anything that we can do to take the edge off without using narcotics and other substances that would impair our coordination and judgment, yes, God has given us such options. So instead of, you know, reaching for substances that can really hurt your organs and your health and impair your judgment, you want to look for some herbs that will provide your system with some nutrition to help you deal successfully with stressful circumstances and to ease your anxiety and deny fear. Yep, even erase anxiety. Let's erase it. So, let's say an airplane is in a scenario. An airplane that's coming down to have a successful landing is really called a controlled crash in the airline industry. So unexpected events can crash into our lives. We have to control that crash as best we can humanly do with God's help. Okay. Now here's a couple of herbs that I like to use to give me that help God can give. And his herbs, because he said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So, and I've mentioned ginseng before. I use it in conjunction with other herbs. It likes to nourish our organs, soothe the mind. It really does. It improves even our eyesight. And it can stop unnecessary palpitations of the heart and give us more control in those fight or flight circumstances. So ginseng is called one of the great panax herbs. The term panax is Greek for meaning all healing or a panacea. Now, in ancient Rome, it was sought after as it was used as a currency. And ginseng is also used as an immune system stimulant. Now, athletes all over the world tend to tap into ginseng because it gives them stamina and energy on a cellular level. Now, Danish researchers do provide some double-blind studies on ginseng, and it helps improve memory, abstract thinking, and reaction time, which would be very important in a stressful situation. Now, ginseng is also known to support the major filtering organs of the body and even your heart muscle. So how does ginseng do all that? Well, Chinese researchers say ginseng invigorates our system by immobilizing our metabolic functions such as, or not immobilizing, but by mobilizing, excuse me, our functions of breathing, digestion, our reflexes, our sleep, our strength, and sexual function. So ginseng helps deliver more oxygen to the body through the lungs, of course, and it elevates the health status. Anybody that's ever been on a long convalescence should tap in, I think, to ginseng because it'll help them stamina-wise on a cellular level. It does increase our survival duration
and resist dangerous threats. So the body is just more resilient when you're using ginseng. It supports your adrenal area of the body, your thyroid, all your glands. And glands are really important when you're under stress. Your glands really take a hit if you're under stress. But if you're using some metabolic support nutrition, like in your herbs, which are really packed full of minerals and vitamins and so forth, you can endure those hits a lot better. Moving along, another herb that I like to tap into for stress is valerian root. In the 1800s and early 1900s, valerian root was an herb of choice for conditions of, let's say, hysteria, where people are kind of losing it, right? So it was also been used for, like, migraine headaches, nervousness, inability to sleep, insomnia, and also depression. Now, valerian root has this calming effect on the nervous system, but it doesn't sedate you. It's not like a narcotic. So it just takes tension. It takes tension out of the nervous system. It's like your nervous system has a big sigh of relief. That's how I try to explain it to people. Valerian root is really not a sedative and not addictive. So I like to use it. I've used it for people with attention deficit disorder. They actually had a study in Argentina using valerian root for the ADHD kids there. You can also layer this herb with other herbs like ginseng, astragalus root for immune system support, and even lobelia, which takes tension out of muscles. So if you got people that are uptight, Frank, they got a lot of nervous system and muscular tension. So you can use your valerian with your lobelia because they're working on two different systems. One's muscular, one's nervous system, and it's just an overall great thing. So you've got some herbs here you can use. The other thing to use is our nervous system does tend to get overworked when we're anxious, stressed, kind of wondering about unpredictable things that could happen next. Remember your vitamin B's, because your nervous system really runs on vitamin B's. Now, I'm not talking about the synthetic garbage that's on the market. You want an organic whole food version of that. So your nervous system really runs on B vitamins. So if you're feeling a bit frazzled that way in the nervous system area, you can definitely use your valerian root, but you also want to beef up on the B vitamins. B is in boy. One of the things I like to use is the Body Foundation food mix that has natural B food sources in it. It's a plant-based mix that you put into juice, water, or throw it in a smoothie, and it will cover your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, and plant proteins for the day. And it really does a marvelous job of helping you feel more in control, just more settled, just feel better overall. So it's called Body Foundation Food Mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. Various sizes. You can get it in the 1 month, 2 month size, or even in a test stand-up bag of 1 to 2 weeks if you want to test it. It's really a great thing to use, too, when you're cleansing, because cleansing can be taxing on the system, and you want a little lift. And what better way of giving that body a lift than through super infusion of good nutrition, all whole food stuff. They also have the valerian root there, and they have American and Siberian ginseng. So you've got some choices there, lots of tools. Of course, they do immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening formulas. So you've got some choices you can pick from. Give them a call. Ask for the free product catalog, 866-229-3663. That's their toll-free, 866-229-3663. International, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, where you can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com will get you to their website. If you're on the website, do sign up for their free online newsletters, the Health Quest and the American Survival. They go out each week. They're delivered by email only, so you have to have an email to get them. You can go on thepowerherbs.com website, click on books and newsletters, and sign up there for free. Also, their catalog, I got an update, Frank, on their catalog brand new spanking new catalog, which is fabulous. I've seen it. And it's at the printers, and it's going to be, I believe, in their hot little hands in 10 days. So if you've requested a catalog, be patient. They are totally out of catalogs until the new one gets there. We're kind of waiting with bated breath a little bit. It's like birthing a something. Where is it going to be here? So just be patient if you requested a catalog and haven't received it yet. It's 10 days out. So they hope to get it in 10 days and then send out your request. So thepowerherbs.com, you can request one if you want to get on the list for the catalog, so you can get them in the order in which they were received, and be empowered, because lots of neat little tools in there. Because God says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. People go, well, where does it say that? Well, in your Bible, if you read it, it's Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Some other examples are Psalms 104:14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. There's other notations in Scripture about herbs, but those are kind of some the ones I remember. And so it's right under our nose, and we're encouraged to utilize those herbs. The power herbs is tools that you can utilize and feel empowered. You can do things white coats can't. Hey, Frank, Mr. Garlic Man over there, he knows. He knows the power of garlic, that all-around garlic herb that's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-yeast. It's just one of those, you know, wonderful, natural, God's version of an antibiotic, really, but just does more. PowerHerbs.com. Give a call, 866-229-3663. I know we're going to be coming up to a break here in just a few moments, but I think what we're going to be talking about is coming back. We're going to be talking about some bacterias, I think, is on our list, some digestive enzymes, as it were, and we'll see what else we can drum up here for you to empower you some more with information you won't hear anywhere else. So I know Frank's looking for bumper. Something bouncy, Frank. I like something bouncy, a little cheerful, you know. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Like a bird all the while, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a bird on a hover, like a knife from some old-fashioned book, I have faith for my rhythm, for a healing.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herb. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Yes, Frank. Awesome, bouncy music, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about, for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about some bacteria. I know, your favorite thing, right, Frank? Well, Frank's not worried. He's the garlic man over there. He uses garlic to fight bacteria all the time, and he is successful. He is the victor. Well, you know, most people have heard that science is capable of making a lot of pathogens, especially in their lab, for all kinds of purposes, and most of them are now synthetic versions of organic or synthetic versions of the organic bacteria. And we're also aware that, you know, these could also become what are considered bioweapons, often used by militaries around the globe, or a lot of these pathogens could also get mishandled and even go a-missing when they get shipped out of the lab. So what is science up to with designer bacterias? Let's take a look. There are hundreds of strains of bacteria, as you possibly have heard. Pharmaceutical companies have been, you know, making antibiotic drugs from various strains of bacteria and even from fungus for years. Now, science has really no idea how many strains there are and only know about the ones that they have cataloged. So according to the National Institute of Health, science has cataloged what they think are is about 99% of the bacteria that lives in the human body. They have listed 10,000 microbes, with a majority of them being harmless, and a few of them could be deadly. Now, science calls this the Human Microbiome Project. So it's a project that's in the works. It involves hundreds of scientists in dozens of universities, and then they're publishing all their finds in their journal articles. So why would science really want to collect and study the different bacteria that's in the human body? Well, they're looking for the mechanisms that in the bacteria, that how they work and how they influence the function of the body. So, for instance, they know certain bacteria help the digestive tract work properly or improperly, depending on the species of the bacteria and the size of the colony of the bacteria. And one key that scientists found is very interesting in the human bacteria is they're cataloging bacteria's ecological niches. And they're trying to understand the different strains and their functions or interactions, especially when it comes to your immune system. So, they even made this, you know, when you get to a certain time of life and, you know, you have, you get married, you have kids, and all of a sudden the parents, the in-laws, they start, you know, putting together a family tree, you know, for their grandchildren and all that stuff. Well, the scientists at the University of California have collected all this bacteria and these samples, and they're putting together what is called a bacterial tree of life. I'm not kidding. So they are mapping the DNA of bacteria, and the research team at Washington University in St. Louis is looking at microbes in humans that cause illnesses. They seem to be studying only the most dangerous bacteria, such as the most virulent strains of E. coli. They report that they want to understand the mechanisms in these that cause them to become so deadly. Oh man, when I read stuff like this, I say, yeah, a little information in the hands of the wrong, in the wrong hands is, you know, a small mind is a dangerous thing. This is it. The new technology they've created has made it possible for them to sequence the DNA. It's cheaper now and faster to do, so when they can accomplish that, they can actually get into a genetic analysis of the bacteria. And also the bacteria that can do the most harm. Now, according to Christopher Wanchek, author of Bad Medicine, he says what they will do with this information is what is really important. I believe it. I believe it. Now, the University of Texas at Austin has been actually selecting bacteria to make into adjuvants for vaccine industry. Did you know that, that your adjuvants were bacterias, Frank? I don't know if anybody knows that. I know they hear the word adjuvant thrown out here and there, but they don't know what it's really made of. Well, for this project, they were selecting from a menu of 61 new strains of bacteria. The scientists were engineering the bacteria to make it a synthetic version. You might say, well, why do they have to do that? Well, they tell us that the bacteria will be added to vaccines for influenza viruses, pertussis vaccines, cholera, and HPV, papillomavirus vaccines, in order to enhance them. Adjuvants of bacteria to enhance them. Oh, that sounds lovely to be injected with a bunch of bacteria like that. Anyway, being facetious, if you're not, if you're new to Herb Talk, I'm being facetious. Now, in January 2013, there was this journal article in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, and they published a paper on how scientists were inserting engineered strains of E. coli as a new class of biological adjuvants. E. coli is in the adjuvants, Frank. Did you know that? Ooh, the paper also boasted that science was about to transform vaccines and highly influence the human immune system. So what we actually have here are scientists playing with a lab of pathogens and experimenting on people. Check out the admission in the paper, on the paper of the biology professor. This is Stephen Trent, professor of biology, College of Natural Science. He says, for 70 years, the only adjuvants being used were aluminum salts. They worked, but we didn't fully understand why they were limited. The new biological adjuvants approved by the FDA are going to allow us to design vaccines in a much more intentional way. End of quote. What does he mean by that? You want to take a guess, Frank? Intentional. Well, let's look at the adjuvant area real close then. My question is, what is their intent? According to the report by the University of Texas, adjuvants were discovered by accident when contaminated batches of vaccines were reported to work more effectively. Huh? Yep, obviously science knew they had contaminated vaccines and these products, and then they used them anyway. And it was recorded that what happened, and then they compared it to a pure batch of vaccines, and they liked the contaminated better. reported what had happened. What exactly what happened? They said it was better, but what do they mean by that? Maybe their better isn't what we would think is better, right? So a business in any other field using contaminated product would be shut down by authorities. But according to Professor Trent, it is referred to as, quote, the dirty little secret of immunology to use dirty vials for a better response, end of quote. Ew! Yuck. Dirty vials. Better. Better what? What does he mean by that? Science says it's learned to make the vaccines dirty with adjuvants for what they claim is a highly effective treatment. So adjuvants are just a scientific term for bacteria added to your vaccines? So if they load the vaccines up with bacteria, they say that the immune system reacts better. The problem is the immune system really doesn't react or make antibodies to an artificial infection like this placed directly in the bloodstream, and immunologists and virologists already know that. So what they know is that the vaccines create weakness and disease in the body. So bioengineering bacteria for a direct assault into the human blood system will trigger a myriad of health problems. Science has more dirty secrets than we really care to count. So think about this. If science uses a dead, killed, or inactivated strain of disease in the vaccine and then adds bacteria adjuvant to supposedly enhance the immune system response, then how can an immune system make an antibody to thwart an already inactivated, dead strain of disease? It's dead already. It's not a threat, supposedly. Science says it's teaching your immune system to work better. Whoa, you're stepping on somebody's toes, isn't it, Frank? It's called God. They're saying God made an inferior immune system. So I believe this is a false statement, and more importantly, so do scientists that work in the vaccine industry and do not get vaccinated. Right? Okay, so like, didn't I hear, maybe I'm wrong, I could be wrong, didn't I hear that Congress, all of Congress and all judges are exempt from the vaccine mandate? Did I hear that right, Frank? Did I hear that right? I heard it somewhere. Oh, Frank says yes. Hypocrisy at its best. Yeah, and what is it that Pastor Sanders says? If you want to work for a company that won't mandate you to be vaccinated, you need to go work for Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and the CDC, the FDA. Yeah, they're not mandating their employees to get it. But hey, they're exempt maybe from Biden's new thing. What do you say? Businesses of 100 employees or more have to get it now? Are they all exempt? Does that mean Congress? Yeah, Congress is exempt. Congress, yeah. Obviously, right. You know. Well, I mean, they have a workaround anyway. They would get just a saline injection and say they got it. They got the shot. But I mean, they didn't get the shot. All right, let's look at a little bit of Virology 101 for just a minute. So when scientists go to biology class and they learn about how the immune system engages infections, disease, and to produce an antibody, they learned that there is a specific system which engages the immune system. So pathogens normally enter the human body by mouth, by breathing them in through the lungs, or absorbing them in through the skin, or a break in your skin. That's normally how the body encounters disease, or infectious disease. So the entry points have these checkpoints, according to virology. And as the pathogen makes its way deep into the cells and into the blood system, the immune system is sent chemical messages about this invader. So by the time the pathogen reaches the blood system, the immune system knows which immune system cells to release to attack it. So the immune system may release lymphocytes or antigens in order to adapt them to make changes and then attack the invading pathogen. So your immune system may need to release effector cells suited to kill microbes and work hand-in-hand with the adaptive responses. You have many different types of immune system cells your immune system can use. Very sophisticated. God knew what he was doing. So the immune system will determine from where the immune system cells will be released from your lymph nodes, maybe your tonsils or your spleen or your appendix. All this cannot be coordinated and communicated to the immune system if the disease is directly injected or deposited into the bloodstream through an artificial infection called vaccination. So in the case of vaccines, your immune system thinks the disease in the blood is supposed to be there because it didn't receive any warning, no information. There was not any engagement, so it's not going to make an antibody. It knows nothing. Think about this. This is what virologists know. So the bacterial microbes are allowed to then penetrate deep into the tissues, and then they cause inflammation. So the scientists have engineered a bacteria into an endotoxin molecule, which means that they are designed to penetrate deep into your cells and create a lot of inflammation. It also allows the bacteria to grow there. So my concern is that science not fully maybe understands how the immune system works, how it produces an antibody, or they're ignorant about it, or they know this and they're just circumventing it. Which is it? So Professor Trent's work is about using bacteria like E. coli and engineering it to be an endotoxin to deliver not just one or two bacterial antigens, but multiple diseases within the vaccine. So this could be his version of a universal vaccine. I don't know. So here's another admission of their scientific guess or hypothesis, which is played out on all of humanity, by the way. He says this. This is Stephen Trent, Professor of Biology, College of Natural Science. He says, I think we're at the dawn of a new age of vaccine design. For a long time, vaccinology was really a trial and error field. It was a black box. We knew certain things worked, and we knew certain vaccines had certain side effects, but we didn't entirely know why. Now that's changing. They didn't know, but they use that stuff anyway. Right? Everybody's just part of an experiment. And that's what it's pretty much. So the image of science really projects that they have all the answers and have no problem circumventing how the human body works and attempting to redesign it the way they want it to. So it really is a total contempt for our Creator God, because we are created in the image of God, and they don't like that, obviously. Now they say, well, this is to prevent disease. This is for your benefit. Is it really? Think about it. There is nothing wrong with God's immune system that he created. Actually, it's a vaccines that disrupt immunity. That's been already scientifically proven, but a lot of that's suppressed. So, as Professor Trent has pointed out, vaccines have consequences, but they call them side effects. Right? Oh, it's just a side effect. Well, when your heart's inflamed and the damage is done to your heart muscle, you got to live with that. It's just a side effect. It's also sinful. It is sinful enough to really create a bioweapon to harm the body, but to compel people to submit to it under duress and under disguise that it's something healthy for them, well, that's just narcissistic and downright evil. Sorry, I'm just calling it like it is. So I anticipate that there were going to be also generations of people who are eventually going to have no natural working immune system because of vaccinology. Because with each vaccine you get, the weaker you get. And people, you know, generation after generation, people have very weak immune systems now. I mean, if you look at some of the constitutions of the people in the 20s and 30s and 40s, I mean, these folks were strong. I mean, they lived strong, vital lives way into the 70s and 80s, rode bikes and had good balance and stuff. Now, a lot of these folks today are just, you know, on multiple drugs and they can't even stand up. Where's the quality of life there? Now, instead of pumping designer bacteria into the arms of unsuspecting patients, it should be given a more practical use. Researchers at the University of Newcastle in the UK have actually designed a bacterium that will manufacture glue and can fix cracks in concrete. Okay, let's vaccinate the sidewalks. That's what I say. Let's do that. Right? Well, it's practical. The bacterium penetrates the crack and produces a calcium carbonate glue that then hardens as strong as the rest of the concrete. It literally knits the stone back together. Hey, you got a concrete drive that needs help? Hey, maybe we should do that. They use the bacteria commonly found in soil. It's called Bacillus subtilis, and the product name is Bacophylla. I like it. Bacophylla. It is an environmentally friendly item and to fix any structure that is, and it's also cost effective. It doesn't really take long for the product to work. It reacts to the pH in the material, and therefore it won't work outside of an applied area. So they have already tested it at, like, earthquake zones that would secure a structure, prevent further damage as or collapse until they could rescue people. Bacophylla. Make a note of that. Really? Where's a post-it note? That's kind of cool, right? You got a concrete drive that, you know, can't afford them to dig it all up and lay some new stuff. Let's get some Bacophylla, right? Because it's only going to react pH-wise to, I guess, your driveway concrete. Not outside the driveway concrete where the grass is. So just the concrete area. Yep. Let's vaccinate the driveway, Frank. I could use a little driveway repair right about now. What do you think? Could it save thousands of dollars? Forget about saving lives with the vaccine. Just, you know, save the driveway. Right? I know. Quit being silly. Well, I think it's practical. Bacophylla. Remember that. It's probably, you know, a big seller. In earthquake zones and elsewhere. California. Hey. Maybe you could be, instead of being a Tupperware lady, we can be a Bacophylla representative. Save driveways everywhere. Right? It's practical. I think it's better. It's safer. It's just safer. Safe for the environment, safer for people. Yeah, so. All right, so we got a few minutes. I thought we'd shift gears. Apothecary Herbs has a lot of immune support herbs that you may want to take advantage of, especially now. We're coming upon fall so quick, Frank. I cannot believe it. Where did the summer go? And, we got the holiday seasons coming out with lots of sugar, which suppresses the immune system, so we're going to have lots of people sick. So avoid the sugar if you can. And also you want to maybe take some, herbs that can be helping your immune system be more resistant to that stuff. Microbes, viruses, and also, with the leaves coming down. Oh, people get the sinus colds because the mold. So they got a sinus formula in Apothecary Herbs that's really the bomb. So check it out. They've got a nice little combination called Three Amigos, which nips a lot of that nonsense in the bud. If you feel like you're getting a virus, oh, take that. Bam, 2 hours, you're feeling right as rain. Give them a call. They'll have their new catalog in 10 days, so do request that. Get on the board for that. Their website is thepowerherbs.com, the three W's, thepowerherbs.com. And their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., dial an 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and be empowered. Yep. Okay, we got just a few minutes, and I thought I'd just touch on some of these. I get calls all the time, Frank, about digestive enzymes, you know. No, the folks at Apothecary Herbs don't have that. But you want to be careful about some of the digestive enzymes that you're, you know, using, utilizing out there in the marketplace. People ask me all the time, well, what's your favorite? Well, I do have a favorite on the digestive enzyme product list. It's called Jarrow. J-A-R-R-O-W is the brand name. And it's in the refrigerated section at your vitamin shop or health food store. And it's in a capsule. And what I like to do is I like to open up the capsule and dump it in a few ounces of water, juice, whatever, and drink it, because then it's just right into the system quickly. You don't need to digest a capsule. And I do the same thing for pets that have a little bit of, you know, gurglies going on, if you want to call it that. And it just fixes them right up. If it's loose stool, I revert to the Slippery Elm that Apothecary Herbs have. That's great for diarrhea stuff. Slippery Elm will stop diarrhea in a skinny minute. Bam. So I use it for dogs, too. They get a little liquidy, you know. Works really quick. No problemo. And it's safe. It's really safe. So they got a lot of digestive stuff at Apothecary Herbs, but they don't really go into the digestive enzymes. So if you're looking for digestive enzymes to help balance the gut flora, especially if you've, you know, been taking antibiotics or something, I like the Jarrow brand if you're looking for that. But for other digestive needs, things like upset stomach, trying not to overeat, for gas and bloating, and of course, you know, the diarrhea, I go to the Apothecary Herb shop, because the Slippery Elm's for diarrhea, the fennel's for gas and bloating, of course, they got the ginger and the peppermint for nausea and stuff like that, and gentian root if you want it to not overeat. So we're going to be rolling right into these holidays real quick, Thanksgiving and Christmas, where people just really overdo it, and they really wish they hadn't. They're up all night, feeling terrible. Take the gentian root. It's a liquid. It's a tincture. Take it like a half hour before you eat, and you will not overeat. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it also helps move food out of the stomach in a timely manner, so it doesn't just sit there. And if you got GERD or acid reflux, that's important. Definitely want to check that out. Gentian root. It's under the digestive tab. ThePowerHerbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. It'll be in their catalog, which is on Z-Way. Will be in their hot little hands in 10 days. So get on the list for that free catalog. Just go to their website and click on product catalog and put it in your cart, and they'll add you to the list. When the new one gets here, you'll get one automatically. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. I gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.